You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Mondays, we feature President Biden. Tuesdays, we feature the voices of various Republicans. And this morning, we feature California's 48th District Representative, Michelle Steele. California's 48th District covers a large portion of Orange County. Steele recently spoke on the U.S. House floor. Here are her edited remarks.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I am here today to condemn the recent discrimination and violence that our AAPI community has experienced. I spoke on this issue yesterday, and I'm proud to be standing here again today. I was born in Korea and raised in Japan. I'm living my American dream, and I am a proud American. I am honored every day to represent my community in Congress. Unfortunately, hate crime, the Asian American community is not new. And as an American who loves this country dearly, this issue is very personal to me. Hate crimes committed against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have been on the rise since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Between March and December of last year, nearly 3,000 firsthand accounts of anti-Asian American and Pacific Islander hate crimes were recorded in the United States. That recording has now been updated by the group Stop AAPI Hate, and between March 2020 and March 2021, more than 6,000 hate crimes or hate incidents reported. This includes physical assault, verbal assault, and online bullying of Asian Americans. My home state of California makes up more than 40% of these incidents and crimes. It is heartbreaking to read the news stories of these crimes, and my heart goes out to all those who have been victims of this violence. That is why the first bill I introduced in Congress in February was House Resolution 153. It is the only bipartisan legislation in the House of its kind, and I am proud that it has been co-sponsored by several of my Democratic colleagues, including Congress members Katie Porter, Lou Correa, Alan Lowenthal, and Mike Levin. This resolution is very simple. It condemns all expressions of anti-Asian and Pacific Islander intolerance and calls on federal, state, and local officials to work together to investigate and improve reporting of these crimes. Yesterday, I spoke about how I was disappointed that this truly bipartisan resolution was not a part of this week's conversation and was not being considered on the floor. But today, we have another opportunity to show solidarity with our AAPI community and vote on my bipartisan resolution. Discrimination and hate against any community are against the fundamental values of American culture. Discrimination and hate have no place in this great country. I am proud that my resolution has support from both sides of the aisle, unlike the other bills on the floor today. I hope we can work together to put an end to this hate. I'm asking my colleagues to vote no on the previous questions so that I can bring my bipartisan bill condemning hate crime against AAPI on the floor. I yield the balance to my time.